The City of Chester's bankruptcy filing has placed all civil litigation against the city on pause. This has not only halted cases, but people with judgments and settlements against the city, like in police abuse cases, will be left likely with just pennies on the dollar or nothing at all. WHYY's Kenny Cooper explains.
Anthony Freeman has lived in the city of Chester for all of the 35 years of his life. He has enjoyed his time in the city. But a 2021 encounter with the Chester Police Department left Freeman suing the city that he loves and its officers. The legal complaint Freeman's attorney filed in the federal court said an officer put Freeman in an illegal chokehold, slammed him on the ground, and arrested him without cause, all for videotaping the police. A bystander captured Freeman's arrest on camera.
Oh, look, all on camera. All on camera, why you choking him?
Like, my neck was pretty bad for about a month. Busting my knee and my leg up, so it was uncalled for sure.
But now, Freeman's case is on hold, and so is everyone else who is suing Chester. While the city gets its financial affairs in order, the United States Bankruptcy Court has halted all civil litigation, including civil rights and police misconduct cases against Chester. Joe Oxman, who represents Freeman, is a personal injury attorney with a specialization in civil rights cases.
It's devastating to my clients. Presently, I have just under 6 cases that are in litigation in various stages. Either I just filed a complaint, some are in discovery, which is pretty further along. I have some cases that are ready for trial. With this bankruptcy, all of my cases have been put on indefinite hold.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Anyone who has an active case against the city of Chester will be deemed an unsecured creditor.
So that means the bankruptcy court could decide to unilaterally reduce any settlement or any jury verdict by as much as 75% to 85%.
When a municipality files for bankruptcy, it has to create a restructuring plan, which outlines how it will pay for different types of creditors. It creates this plan by negotiating with the different classes of creditors. Melissa Jacoby, a law professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, said some groups get left out of the discussion.
Bondholders, those who intentionally loaned money to the city, will have a seat at the table. Workers and retirees will definitely have a seat at the negotiating table. People who sued the city for violations of their civil rights, for police brutality or other harms that have come to them, it is very difficult, at least based on other bankruptcies, for them to get a seat at the negotiating table.
Jacoby co-authored a research paper titled Who Pays for Police Misconduct in Bankrupt Cities back in 2016. The piece examined other cities like Detroit and how bankruptcy presented a unique set of challenges for civil rights plaintiffs. Civil tort creditors in Detroit were faced with an 80% cut in their legal claims. But Jacoby said the city never fulfilled its promises.
Even in Detroit, that promised people they were going to pay them in bonds or notes that were basically financial obligations that were supposed to be worth 10 to 13 cents on the dollar. A couple years after the bankruptcy, they hadn't seen a cent.
Jacoby said bankruptcy and civil rights law do not speak to each other. Because of that, she believes people should keep an eye out for Chester's restructuring plan and what it says about civil rights claimants. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.